Today we have joining with me, Miss Arlene, which is my aunt. And we're going to, you know, get to a bottom of a story about how she felt on the day of December 1st when I was honored for such an intriguing award. So can you tell me a story about when you walked through Thierry Elementary's doors and you knew that you're walking to a ceremony for first graders and that have went beyond the expectation for the first grade?
Well, I felt very proud of my niece and I felt overwhelmed. I felt, though, that she did a good job. She worked very hard, and I was very proud. I felt like a proud aunt, you know, for her to really work hard to achieve that goal.
So on the day that my mom told you that Arlena would be honored, what did you do? Like, what was your reaction towards it?
I was, like, really impressed, like, shocked. I was really shocked about the whole situation. Like, oh my God, this is unbelievable.
Do you remember what I actually had on? Like,
I remember what you had on. You had a yellow dress on. Yes.
And I also was with one other girl, Brianna. We both got honored. We read over 1,000 books.
Oh, yes.
Did he, like, describe how it made you feel in the environment? Like, did you feel comfortable there with everybody? It was, like, cameras and flowers being given out.
I felt like it was my day. No, but really, I felt special for my niece, you know, and everything. It was, like, it was really beautiful because a lot of people just looked at me and her, and they were proud of her and everything. Right. So, you know, it gets like that, you know?
Seeing me come to something like this, how did you feel? Like, well, did you feel like back in your days where you were in first grade that you didn't have these opportunities?
Well, I mean, we did have these opportunities, people. Anyway, we're not...
Y'all not gonna make a fool out of our years.
Like, alright, because was the 100 book challenge around? Like, did something like that even exist, or...
No, it never exists back then. It never exists, so they have more things that the children can get involved with today. So that's a good thing, because back then it didn't exist at all.
Right. So, so you walked in there with who, actually?
I walked in there with my husband.
And who else?
And my son, Arlino.
And my mom and my grandmother came later, right?
Yes, they came afterwards. We all met up together.
And after the ceremony, what did we do? We went out to eat. It was a nice little ceremony. We had flowers, and you were just hugging me so graciously.
I was so excited, you know?
It was a time where everybody should be excited. So, what was the discussion that you had with your husband after Denise was honored?
We was mostly talking all night about how proud and we were and everything. It was just amazing, you know? Really rocked the heart.
So do you think we're still working hard till today?
Oh, most definitely. You're amazing, you know? Just keep up the good work.
Yeah. You helped me in first grade with the 100 Book Challenge.
December 1st, it was a special day considering you were honored. It was something that was long anticipated just because the expectations of a first grader.
Right.
It was something that now first graders would even be considered for.
What would you like to walk in and see the cameras?
Well, amazing. They had flowers for you guys, and truthfully, like they said at the ceremony, we were surprised to see two first graders, only one of those in the room younger than their peers. The bars for the guys were set pretty low. When you got back to school, everyone knew you were out of the two kids that were honored. It was a mixed reaction.
Yeah, true. It was more like surprise that so young and that we're so smart, right?
Yes, it wasn't like that. Yes, that. Yeah, that's right. It was a more, wow, that's good. Wow, but wow. And you could see that the people were happy, but wasn't congratulating. After that, the bar was set for you to be more achieving, for you not to have nothing lower than an A or B, and especially in reading, and you didn't. Your grades were outstanding from first to M&L. So since first, you had the bar raised, and every year, it went higher and higher. Because it was like I had to stay on you, which I really didn't, because I always told you, no matter what, I always love you.
Yeah, but I still had good grades, right?
Yeah, you did, but you knew what you had to do, so it wasn't a big disappointment. It was more like just get it together, because you knew what people would consider it as a fail, and you didn't like that. Eighth grade, you worked in the office, which was a good, because since you accomplished what you did it in first, and they could trust you, and you were able to still do your work and be on out of class. So the expectation people set for you that young will only help you become the person that you are.
Right.
Sometimes people can't say you can't achieve something because they want you to only strive harder, and I'm proud of you.
Oh. Like, Will, what is your goal in life, and how do you look at it as a perspective of goals and the school expectations of a student?
I guess my goal in... I don't really have a goal in life other than to just live.
Right.
But I guess they expect the students to... probably be just, I'm not sure what they expect the students to be.
So do you feel like when you were a younger kid and you were like in first grade or second grade, that the expectations from then have changed now because you're older?
Not really.
So you don't feel like they expect more of you now than what they did in, like, first grade or something?
Work-wise, yes, but other than that, no.
So, like, do you feel that you have achieved the expectations? Like, in my story, like, first grade, I won the 100-book challenge and read over 1,000 books.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. 100-book challenge.
Right,
yeah.
So it was like, the expectations were basically just to read the books and...
Oh. Well, then in that case, no.
Okay.
No, I've accomplished none of those goals. One of them at my old school was the expectation for, I just realized this, for everybody at least was to, fourth grade, to get good enough grades to get into Masterman.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was...
What middle school did you go to?
Meredith.
Okay.
And everyone from there, it was like such a huge deal that you had to get into Masterman or else it was like you're screwed.
So.
And that was like a big goal that no one that I knew, like only a small number of people ever gotten to Masterman.
Mm-hmm. That you could do it because it was just going to push you more. Or did you have, like, teachers that you encountered with that basically doubted you the whole time?
There were no teachers that doubted you, but there were a good amount. There was, like, one or two teachers who would make it a huge deal that you had to get into that school. And they pushed everybody. And then when you weren't doing so well, they would bring it up. They say, oh, well, you're never going to get into Masterman. Like, well, who cares? I mean... Nope, like only like three people got into that school anyway.
Okay. So basically, yeah. It was just like some teachers believed in you, some teachers didn't. Did you believe in yourself?
Well, no. No teachers really believed in you. They either just didn't care because they realized that it was, you're not getting in, or they would push you.
Right.
It wasn't really as much as a goal as much as it was something that was idolized and was pushed by certain people to be a goal of every student. Future?
Yeah, future.
Probably to be more interactive.
Okay. So basically you just feel like SLA is more of a challenging place than your elementary, kind of?
Oh, yeah.
And expectations for here is much higher than your...
Yeah, that... In terms of work, yes. In terms of maybe other things, I mean, I wasn't expecting much of a difference in that anyway, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's more of a challenge.
Because... So, your mom and dad expectations of you have changed as you got older?
Oh, yeah, of course.
They feel that you should do more, like, elaborate.
Yeah, my parents, they, you know, they tell me that I should do more with, I don't know, anything, really.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own goals, but they're just kind of... Achieving my own goals are really hard because it's like a lot of people want you to achieve already set goals by probably other people or other institutions or whatever. So when it comes to your own personal goals, it's a lot harder to achieve, probably today at least.
Okay.
I would say it's easier to get pushed into following a path to achieve a goal that maybe you never really even wanted to do. That happens to me a lot of the time.
Thanks.
Or not a lot, but, you know, sometimes it happens. It's like, yeah. Any other questions?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Nothing.